Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for today, Easter, I've entitled Thoughts on Funerals. And it's a nice short one. It was written by the late Most Reverend Archbishop John T. Calhoun. And it was first presented Easter Sunday, April 12, 1998. I have officiated at more funerals so far in 1998 than I did in the previous several years combined. I hope that means that I have used up my quota, and there is no reason for any of us to be nervous. I was about to conduct a graveside service several weeks ago when an extremely thin woman who was smoking compulsively came up to me and said, "Don't you just hate funerals?" I know I do. I can remember a time when I hated funerals, and I realized I hated them because I did not believe in the resurrection. One of the great values of funerals is that they provide an extremely worthwhile spiritual test, a test of whether they really believe what the Bible tells us and what the creeds and sacraments of the church affirm. The New Testament says the strongest power the devil has is that he can make us afraid of death. We know what the power is all about. We don't want to die. We don't want our friends and family members to die. We don't want to be separated from them. We don't know what being dead is going to be like. We don't want to be lost and forgotten and cut off forever. In the face of the certainty of death, the church proclaims that Christ is risen. We proclaim that Christ is risen because that idea fits perfectly into the pattern in which God acted in the Old Testament. We proclaim that Christ is risen because over 500 people who knew he had died saw him alive again later on. We proclaim that Christ is risen because those 500 people were all willing to be put to death themselves rather than deny what they knew was true. We proclaim that Christ is risen because at some point we decided to surrender and give God and the eyewitnesses the benefit of the doubt. And then we opened ourselves up to the possibility of the resurrection. The Holy Ghost showed us it is true. St. Paul tells us, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Saved from being afraid of death. Saved from dying forever. In the prayer book's funeral service, we say to the dead Christian, we are sorry to see you go, but we'll see you again later on. You're dead now, but Christ is risen. And because Christ is risen, at the end you will rise up too, and we'll all go to heaven together. I don't hate funerals at all. Funerals scream out the most important fact anyone needs to know. Christ is risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen.